Jane is right.
Generous with gifts this year?
Forget it, Elroy. My Christmas list is a closely guarded secret. I still have to pick up something cosmic at the Moon Mall to wear on Christmas.
Breakfast is history, Mom. Are we still going to the mall?
Are you still Christmas shopping?
We're almost done, George. Oh, no, where is my Christmas tree? It was here just a minute ago. Astro, have you been peeking at my list?
Through me? Uh-uh.
That's your shopping list? It looks like the Martian phone book. How can we afford gifts for all these people?
We can't.
Thanks. That makes me feel much better.
No one worries about things like that at Christmas.
Bye, Janie. If you need me, I'll either be at work or the poorhouse.
Bye, George. Have fun at work.
I'd have more fun in a torture chamber.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Yeah, have a cool Yule, Dad.
And jolliness to you, too. Ho, ho, ho.
Poor George. Maybe his boss will let him off early because it's Christmas Eve. Yeah, and we'll all gather around the laser tree for an old-fashioned Christmas.
Let's hit it for them all, Mom.
I just have to change clothes.
But that could take forever.
I can't wear just anything to the mall. Too subtle. Oh, too radical. Oh, dear. Once I make up my mind, I'm full of indecision.
Judy, we're leaving.
Later, Judy.
Why can't people be more patient? And stay away from those gifts, Astro. The parking lot is jammed.
Well, try the stratosphere level, Mom. The air is thinner, but it's less crowded.
Good thought, Elroy. Mom, we must check out Mooningdale. It's the cosmic, super chic, new wave fashion store of the galaxy. Everyone shops Moonies. Oh, Mom, I could easily spend a year's allowance shopping here.
I feel a bit guilty shopping while George is slaving away at work all day.
Hey, George, did you hear about the cat who crossed the desert on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, he got sandy claws. You better update your memory, Rudy. The last time I heard that joke, I rolled over and fell out of my crib.
Jetson, what's going on down there? What do you think I'm running here, a country club?
Just a little Christmas office party, Mr. Spacely, sir.
Office party? Everybody back to work. On the double move! I hate Christmas.
I thought this was supposed to be the season for jolliness.
That's as jolly as Spacely ever gets.
Wow. Look at that new rock and roll guitar, Ma.
I've already bought you a gift, Elroy. Besides, the price is a bit out of our league.
Well, maybe we could make money the old-fashioned way. We could borrow it.
Sorry, Elroy.
Oh, that's okay, Mom. I can live without it. But not happily.
Boy, I sure hope this thing can still make good eggnog. One egg. And one nog. Terrific! This is gonna be one jolly Christmas. Jolly Christmas!
A little mistletoe around the house helps to keep the season bright, Astro.
Merry Christmas, Velleroy!
Thanks, Astro, but mistletoe is for humans, not dogs.
I'm sharp.
Astro found his present, Mom.
Astro, how could you? That gift was supposed to be a special surprise.
I'm surprised. Watch this.
George will be so pleased to learn how much Astro enjoys his new toy.
I'll tear that toy cat apart.
Gee, Mom, when is Daddy coming home?
Yeah, Mom, we want to open our gifts.
Oh, he's probably counting down the seconds to quitting time right about now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bingo! It's quitting time, Rudy. I'm out of here.
Wrong, Jetson. You're not going anywhere.
But sir, it's quitting time.
I hate quitters. Jetson, you're working overtime. We just got a big order for sprockets.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Don't bore me with sentiment. This is our big season. There's not a toy in the stores without a spacely sprocket in it. Now back to work.
Great. Now it's only Santa Claus and me who have to work on Christmas Eve. Well, Rudy, let's get to it. Maybe I could be home by midnight. Jane!
George, we're all waiting for you. When are you coming home?
Sorry, Jane. Spacely has me working late. Sprockets are big at Christmas.
But it won't be much of a Christmas without you, George.
Yeah, well, I'll do my best to finish up this new order and get home.
Good luck, dear. Bye.
What a drag. That Spacely is worse than Scrooge. I wish some weird Christmas ghosts would visit him tonight. But he'd probably scare them off.
That robot cat was a terrific idea, Mom.
Yeah, no more walking the dog. He's getting lots of exercise.
Astro never gives up.
Watch the cat.
Beat me. Beat me.
Quick! Astro's hurt!
Are you okay, Astro?
I'm dying!
Wow, the cat is totaled. How's Astro?
He appears to be in pain.
Maybe we should call a vet, Mom.
If you can find one open on Christmas Eve.
I'm dying. Go for it.
Don't worry, Astro. Judy and Elroy will find the vet.
Hang in there, Astro.
Help is practically on the way. Poor Astro. Christmas is the worst time to be sick.
Oh, that should do it, Rudy. The last order is finally filled. Oh, I'm beat.
Well, Jetson, you finished?
Yes, sir.
Took you long enough. See you in the morning.
But tomorrow's Christmas, sir. It's a day off.
Oh, yeah. Too bad.
Bye, sir. And Merry Christmas.
Don't call me Mary. I have an image to protect.
My mistake, sir. Just what I don't need. A raging snowstorm. I'll be lucky to make it home by Groundhog Day.
Oh, this is looking bad.
Mom, everything is closed. We couldn't find a vet open anywhere. You were right.
What's the status of Astro?
Oh, I'm afraid Astro's situation is looking quite grim, Elroy.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm home at last. Let the celebration begin. Uh-oh, what's going on?
It's Astro, Daddy. He got hurt chasing his new robot cat.
That's what you get for opening your gift early. Hey, he doesn't look good at all. Did you call a vet?
Yeah, they're all closed for Christmas.
Are you sure he's not faking?
Daddy!
Be it ever so dirty, there's nothing like money. Well, I certainly have my share along with a lot of everyone else's. Oh, the banks are all closed. I better stay here with my money until I can make a deposit on it. What is it? Who's there?
Ooh, it is I, Cosmo, your old business partner, Marsley.
Marsley? But I thought you were dead, gone.
I used to be greedy and selfish like you, but look at me now, Cosmo.
Gee, you don't look too bad, considering.
I've come to warn you. Change your greedy ways or there'll be a price to pay.
So how much can it be? I'll pay it. This is all a bad dream anyway. So buzz off, Marsley.
I must warn you, Cosmo. Three spirits will visit you this night to show you the error of your ways.
Nonsense! I refuse to be intimidated by a figment of my imagination.
Heed the spirit's warning, Cosmo, for all is lost.
What a dumb dream this is. That Marsley was always a bit of a sicko. Hey, what's that?
I come for you, Cosmo Spacely. I am the spirit of Christmas past.
Spacely isn't here.
You and I are going on a little trip into the past.
No way in space. I'm staying here to guard my money. Besides, you're nothing but an illusion. I don't believe in ghosts. Yow! Hey, what's happening? Hey, where am I? Where am I going? What's this all about?
Do you remember this playground, Spacely?
Sure. I used to play here as a kid. And there's little Georgie Jetson, running my lemonade stand. And here I am as a little kid, and with hair.
Of business, Georgie.
We're doing terrific, Cosmo.
Well, where are the profits?
Right here, Cosmo. We're rolling in dough.
Thanks, Georgie. Keep up the good work.
But where's my share?
Oh, yeah. Here's a penny.
A penny?
Don't be greedy. Bye, Georgie boy.
What a sucker. Yeah, that was very amusing. Can we go home now?
Not yet.
Yow! Gee, where are we going now? Hey, I remember this place from when I was a teenager. The old fly-in movie theater. Hey, there I am with my future wife, Starla.
After I finish college, we can get married, Starla. How about it?
I don't know, Cosmo. Sometimes I think you love money more than you love me.
Yeah, but I love you more than I love Spaceball.
How sentimental.
So I want to be filthy rich. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, so long as it's community property.
Gee, I hadn't thought of that.
Okay, Starla, you win. I'll take a half a day off on our wedding day.
See? I can be flexible. What a lot of bizarre dreams I'm having. Must have been that spacey lunar sandwich I had for lunch. Okay, who or what are you and what do you want?
I am the spirit of Christmas present. Get it? Christmas present? I am mystery spirit number two.
So who needs you, fella? Take a hike.
Come on, Spacely. You're going to take a look at the real world.
Hey, wait! Hey, kidnapping is a serious offense, you know.
The weather outside may be frightful, but our cartoons are so delightful. You're watching The Christmas Party on Boomerang.
It quit shoving. Darn pushy ghost. Hey, what are we doing at the Jetsons' house?
Oh, the Jetsons have a problem. Their beloved dog Astro may not make it.
So what? Who cares?
I'm afraid this isn't going to be a very merry Christmas.
I'm going fast.
We better be prepared for the worst.
Oh, George, no. This is the saddest Christmas we ever had.
I'm bored with this corny Yuletide soap opera.
Have you no feelings about the Jetsons and their unfortunate dog?
Look, I'm a businessman, not a fairy dog father. This dream gets worse all the time. I've had quite enough of this nightmare. I'm taking my money and heading home. Even money can't buy a good night's sleep. Now what? Don't tell me. Let me guess. You're the spirit of Christmas yet to be, right? Well, have a merry one. I gotta go. Yow! Wow, what a sensational house. This must be my future home. It's what I've always dreamed about. Hey, this isn't my house. The Jetsons live here. What's going on?
You know, we're a very lucky family, Jane. We got it all. A beautiful home, wealth, prestige.
Not to mention a wonderful family.
The best.
Hi, Dad.
Mom?
Hi, folks. Guess what?
You need fresh money.
You're so intuitive, Jane.
I need a few thou to get through the weekend, too, Dad.
Oh, Daddy, you're so giving.
I always have to get rid of excessive cash anyway.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, I love your cash flow.
Will this hold you for a while?
They're incredibly rich. But how can that be?
At Christmas, I always think of our old dog, Astro. He's the real reason why we're wealthy.
Please don't feel guilty, George. You had to sue Mr. Spacely for all those millions. After all, he made the sprocket that Astro swallowed, causing his...
Don't say it, Jane.
They sued me? Me? Cosmo Spacely? Jetson's beloved and kindly employer?
I still feel sorry for old Spacely. After the lawsuit, he was destroyed. His business crumbled. His wife left him. Dogs would chase him through the streets. He was last seen on Skid Row. Total humiliation and utter poverty finished him off.
Tell me, oh great spirit, is this a vision of what might happen or will happen? Oh, please, give me one more chance. I promise you I'll change. I'll be a new man. Hey, give me a break. What? I'm back? My office, my chair, my adorable wife. Who loves you, baby? I gotta get over to the Jetsons. It's Christmas Day.
Mr. Spacely, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be out selling sprockets to orphans.
That's the old me, Jetson. I'm a new man. Here you have a sick dog. I dragged my personal vet out of bed to treat him.
Wow, really? Hey, this is quite a turnaround for you, sir.
We'll have your dog back on his feet in minutes.
Let's check out his interior first. Aha! There it is. He swallowed a sprocket. No problem. I have a non-surgical solution. Just open wide and say, ah. Got it. He'll be okay now.
Wow, I'm better.
So long, folks. I've got a Christmas dinner waiting.
I feel terrific.
Hooray!
Astro is back!
Whoopee!
Oh, thank you, Mr. Spacely.
Oh, I also have a few gifts out in the car. Be right back.
Wow, a rock and roll guitar. Thanks, Mr. Spacely. You must be psychic.
These nuclear roller skates are out of sight, Mr. Spacely.
And this bottle of moon gold perfume works beautifully.
And for you, George, a fat raise.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Spacely.
Oh, yummy. I am a alien.
and a dueling silver apron. Wow!
Well, folks, I'm off to Christmas with my wife.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Spacey!
Merry Christmas to all!
Hit it, gang!
We wish you a Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas!
Ran a rat